Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
And joining us right now on the hotline, one of my favorite guys in the entire business. Y'all know him from the Chappelle Show. I remember CB4 and the real old school stuff, Charlie. I mean, what was it like before we get started on the current stuff and your appearance here in Vegas this weekend? Can you talk to me about Harlem Nights? Because I don't think I asked you that question in about 8 or 9 years. For people who don't know, Harlem Nights, one of my favorite movies of all time. The cast, Richard Pryor, your brother Eddie, yourself. I mean, it was like a who's who. What was that experience like?
Awesome, man. I mean, you know, I got to work with 3 generations of comedy legend. You know what I'm saying? I cherish that to this day because, you know, I look at my peers, I go, you know what? That's one thing I got up on all you guys. I actually worked with Richard. Great opportunity for me to learn and to be around, you know, the Jedi warriors of the game, you know?
I love the way that you put it like that, because that was, I mean, if you talk about comedy's Mount Rushmore, you know, you mentioned some names right there. Let's just stop with Richard and Red. You grew up around comedy your entire life. I mean, what was that like, though, to be around those two and just kind of share the same oxygen with that legendary group?
To me, it was like being around family members, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Red Fox is like the older grandfather or whatever. And, you know, he was always very accessible. You could sit down and talk with him. Richard Pryor was ill when we did Harlem Nights. That's when his MS had just started kicking. I think he got diagnosed. Don't quote me on that. I think he got diagnosed, like, during that film. So he was ill. I'm sure he would have been a much more chipper person, you know what I'm saying, but he was going through something, you know? Red Fox was live and kicking, and there's nothing wrong with him at that point, and we had a lot of fun, man.
I'm telling you, and I love bringing up those old times, because you mentioned it. You know, you say these younger guys, and that's why I think everyone needs to go to the casino this weekend. They need to go to the Suncoast. If they need tickets, 702-636-7075. Now, how about contemporary comedians? Who are some people who make you laugh?
Of course, my brother makes me laugh. Dave Chappelle makes me laugh. Chris Rock makes me laugh. Those are the big names. Everybody can understand that. But then there's some guys like Will Sylvance. You know, he ain't a big name, but he's one of the funniest comedians I know. Kyle Grooms.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
One of the funny guys out there. Marina Franklin. Sue Costello. It's a whole bunch of them, man. It's Jay Farrell from Saturday Night Live.
Yep. So you're naming all my East Coast guys, though, Charlie, and that's the thing that I'm going up against out here, because on the West Coast, I notice stand-up comedy, yeah, it's all the same, but have you noticed the difference between the West Coast and East Coast guys?
Distraction is the enemy of comedy, you know what I'm saying? People in L.A., they're used to seeing celebrities, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's harder to impress them. I'm just saying, you know, for the young dudes coming up, you know, it's probably a better place to get the chops in New York. Comedy don't work if people are talking and jumping around and looking around. That's not how it works. You have to be paying attention. You know, a joke, the punchline may be a facial expression.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The punchline might be body language. Mm-hmm. So if you're not paying attention, you may miss it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention.
Now, Charlie, we've loved you in everything from the Chappelle Show to Vampire in Brooklyn. If you had to pick just one thing, one project that you did over your huge, illustrious career, what would be the one thing, aside from Harlem Nights, that really stands out for you?
That would be the Chappelle Show, man, because that's what made me famous, you know?
Is there any chance we're going to see any reprisal of that reunion show, maybe? Any hope?
No, I very seriously doubt it, bro. All is not lost. Check out my new show, which has been on, I think we're going into our 8th week, you know, Black Jesus, which airs on Adult Swim at 11 p.m. on Thursday night. We've been holding the number one spot since we came out. We've been number one spot for all cable shows on Thursday night. I want to say thank you to anybody who's been watching the show, because you helped make us number one. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the positive comments we've been getting.
Give us one more plug for
Adult
that.
Adult Swim, Thursday nights. At 11 o'clock, Black Jesus.
Charlie Murphy, thank you so much for taking the time. I'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you in Vegas.
All right, see you in Vegas, bro.
This is John Mulrooney from Mulrooney in the Morning, and you have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.